Perek Hey Mishnah Chaf Beis. We're reaching the end of the fifth Perek of Pirkei Avos, and the Meforshim tell us that actually Rebbe, when he put together Pirkei Avos, he only put together five prakim of Pirkei Avos, and we have in Pirkei Avos six prakim. The sixth Perek is called Perek Kinyan Torah, and really it's not part of the Pirkei Avos that Rebbe put together. It's brises. Rebbe wrote a mishnayis, and these are brises. What's the difference between a mishnah and a brisa? A mishnah are those mishnayis which Rebbe put into the mishnayis, and the brises were left outside the mishnayis. They're also mishnayis, but they're ones, brises from the word bra means outside. They were left outside. They were learnt by Rebbe's students. And Rebbe's students are Rabbi Oishia, Rabbi Chia, and Bar Kapora. Those were the ones who learned the brises. The reason it was put here into Pirkei Avos is because there are six Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos. On Shavuos we're mekabel the Torah, and we know Derech Eretz Kodma la Torah. Now before you get the Torah, you have to have Derech Eretz. You have to have proper midos, proper character traits. So during the 7 weeks of the Sfiras HaOmer between Pesach and Shavuos, and we have always six Shabbosos, so during those six Shabbosos, we learn the five prakim of Pirkei Avos that Rebbe made, and the sixth one, which is the Brisa, that we leave for the Shabbos before Shavuos, and that the next Perek, Perek Shishi, has to do with Torah. How does one acquire Torah? There are 48 different steps that a person has to take to acquire Torah, as we find in the sixth Perek. So that Perek, which is called Perek Kinyan Torah, is appropriate that should be learnt the Shabbos before Shavuos. The other five Shabbosos, there we read the five prakim of Pirkei Avos, which Rebbe made. Now, it's interesting that in the last three Mishnayos of the fifth Perek, it speaks again about Torah. And I saw Rabbi Wein says the same thought that I had, that there's a nice connection between the end of Pirkei Avos, which Rebbe made, the fifth Perek, and the sixth Perek of the Brises of Kinyan Torah. Just like the sixth Perek is all about acquiring Torah, so too the end of the fifth Perek also is about acquiring Torah. So it's a connection between the two parts. So, for example, in the last Mishnah, it speaks about the age that a person should begin learning Torah. It says, Ben Chumash Shanim Lemikra, 5 years old you start Chumash, Ben Esther Lemishnah, 10 years old you start Mishnayis, Ben Chamesh Esrei LeTalmud, you learn the Gemara at 15 years old. There's different ages for when you start. As the Torah gets harder and harder, as you get older and older. So the Mishnah gave you those times, those ages. And now, in the next last two Mishnayos of the fifth Perek, again, we're going to be speaking about different things that have to do with Torah. And the people who spoke, who said these things, had very interesting names. One was called Ben Bugbug. That's this Mishnah we're doing, Mishnah Chav Beis. The other one was called Ben Heihei. Now, what are these strange names? So the Meforshim explained, Tosfos in Masechta Chagiga Daf Testament Beis tells us that both Ben Bugbug and Ben Heihei were Gerim. They were Gerim. Now, why did they have these strange names? So the reason is because at that time they were under Roman persecution. And any Roman who would become a ger would be killed. So therefore they hid. For example, the regular name you give a ger is Avram. There's a famous ger who was killed. His name was Avram ben Avram. But you name, Avram is considered the first ger. And Avram's name was changed from Avram to Avraham. And Sarah's name was changed from Sarai to Sarah. Each one of them had a hey. So therefore, the next Mishnah begins with Ben Hei Hei Omer. That means he is a descendant. He comes from the first Gerim. Who were the first Gerim? Avram and Sarah. They got a Hei to their added to their name. And therefore, we're like saying that this person comes from the first Gerim, which are Avram and Sarah. Now, what does it mean that they're Gerim? The Torah wasn't given until Har Sinai. What does it mean Avram was a Ger? We learned Avram is Megayer all the men, and Sarah was Megayeres all the women. There was no Torah yet. What do you mean Megayer? So it means that Avram brought them to monotheism, to believe that Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and the same with Sarah. Even though the Torah wasn't given yet, but believing in Hashem, these people believed in Hashem, even though the rest of the world was serving Avodah Zarah, they believed in Hashem. So to hide this Ger's name, that nobody should know he's a Ger, they just made like a hint. His name is Ben Hehe. He's a Ger like Avram and Sarah, who were the first Gerim. What about Ben Bugbug, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Bays and Gimel together, 2 and 3, Bays and Gimel equals 5. So again, you have Hey. But the names were hidden, they were covered, and Ben Bugbug is a bigger hidden, it's more hidden than Ben Hey Hey. Because first you have to add up 2 and 3 equals 5, and then the 5 is the Hey of Avram and Sarah. So it's even more camouflaged. But according to this, there were 2 Gerim, great, they became great Talmudic scholars. One is Ben Bugbug of our Mishnah, and the other is Ben Hei of the next Mishnah. According to other commentaries, actually there was one Ger, and his name was Ben Hei Hei. But they also referred to him as Ben Bugbug, meaning Bug means Ben Ger. Beis Gimel, Ben Ger. And the next Bug is Ben Gioris. That again, they come from Avram and Sarah. That's the Hey Hey, and this same person, according to this Pirush, it's not 2 different Gerim. It's 1 Ger. His name was Ben Hey Hey, but they also called him Ben Bugbug to indicate he's a Ben Ger and a Ben Gioris, Avram and Sarah. Okay. Now, since they were Gerim, the Mephorshim explained, that's why this Mishnah is written in Aramaic. It's not written in Hebrew, because the language of the Gerim was Aramaic. What did Ben Bugbug say? Hafoichba, hafoichba, de kolaba. Delve into the Torah and delve again over and over, because everything is found in the Torah. Don't just learn it one time. Learn Torah over and over again, because everything is found. What does it mean, everything is found in the Torah? So here we have a number of pshatim. The Machzer Vitri says, all wisdom in the world you could find in the Torah. I'm just thinking that the Chazon Ish was able to tell people whether they should get surgery or not. How did he know it? He didn't go to medical school. And he many times he said things against the experts, and he was proven to be right. How did he know it? He knew it from Das Torah. He knew it because he mastered the entire Torah, and he knew from that all the medicine that was required. So if a person delves into Torah, everything's in the Torah, even other wisdoms of the world also. The second pshat, which is given by the Medrash Shmuel, as we mentioned, the last Mishnah, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, tells us the ages when we learn Torah. Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old. Now a person, let's say, is 25 years old. He's already gone through Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara. He'll think, I learned everything. I could learn something else now. No. Hafochba, hafochba, the kulaba means you just started. You finish Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara. There's a big, big Torah. You could learn it for every second, every day, for the rest of your life, and you still won't finish the Torah. But the Torah, the Pasuk says, is Arucha me Eretz Mida Urechava Mineyam. The Torah is larger than the measuring stick that measures the world. That the Torah is greater than that measuring stick, and it's wider than all the oceans in the world. And it also says, "L'chol tichlo re'isi keitz rechava mitzvas chamiyoid." I could find an end to everything in the world. Has a beginning, has an end. But your Torah, I can't find any end. There's no end to the Torah. And that's the second pshat, hafoch ba hafoch ba de kulaba. The Meiri explains, don't just learn Torah superficially. Go into it deeply. Hafoch ba, hafoch ba means you have to go into it deeply. And finally, Rashi says that every time you review the Torah, you find something new in the Torah. In the same thing that you learned 10, 20, 30 times, you learn it again, you'll find something new in the Torah. Actually, the Daf Yomi now is learning Masechta Erevin, and we have that concept in Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Lama Nimshlu Divrei Torah L'Teina. Why are the words of Torah compared to a fig? As we find in the pasuk, notzer te'ena, a person who watches the fig tree. A te'ena refers to a fig and a tree. A person who guards the fig tree, yochel pirya, you'll eat the fruit. Why is it? And this refers to Torah. Why is the Torah compared to figs? Lomer loch, to teach you. Ma te'ena zu, just like a fig. Kol zman, she'odam emashmesh ba, moitzi ba te'enim. Whenever you take from a fig tree a te'ena, you'll find one that is ripe that you can eat. As Rashi explains, because figs do not ripen all at the same time. They ripen at different times. So one, you'll touch one of them, you'll see it's still raw. It's not yet ripe. But you'll touch the other one, that one is ripe. You'll always find one that's ripe that you can eat. So too, Torah, whenever you study the Torah, the same thing over and over again, the kulaba, you'll find more and more what to eat from, and therefore you should review over and over again, even the same thing, every time you'll find a new dimension to the Torah. Then Ben Bagbag continues, Uba Techazi. So the Rambam says it means, Techazi is Aramaic for the word Tira, you will see. When you study the Torah and delve into it and go over it over and over, you'll see that with your own eyes of your seichel, you'll see the validity and the truth of the Torah, if you delve into the Torah. Visiv uvelaba. Again, these are Aramaic words. What do they mean? You'll grow old and gray over it. In other words, you should learn all the days of your life, even from you started in preschool, you started learning the Aleph Beis, and you grew older and older till a person leaves this world. You're gray and old, you keep on learning. Umina loisazua. And don't budge from the Torah. Don't stir away from the Torah. Don't say, oh, I learned enough Torah, I'll go and learn other things. No. She'ein lach mida toiva heimena. There is nothing better in the whole world than the Torah. There's a song that they sing on Simchas Torah. Olam haba is a gutazach. Learning Torah is a besazach. Varfavek yedn yach. Learning Torah nach and nach. And as olam haba is a terrific thing. You would think olam haba is the best thing. No. Better than olam haba is learning Torah. There's a famous story of Rabbi Aaron Cutler Zitzal, that a person was learning many years in the Kollel in Lakewood, and one day he came to Rabbi Aaron Cutler and he said, I have many bills and I have no money and I have to support my family and we're living in Dachkus, we're living as poor people, and so I decided I have to leave, I have to go and earn a parnasa. So Rabbi Aaron said, I feel bad over your olam hazeh. He said, no, I'm not speaking about your olam haba, but your olam hazeh, where are you going to get the pleasure? You could learn a Gemara, a Rabbi Kiva Eger, a Ktsois. You could get such geschmack, such sweetness, such pleasure from learning Torah. I feel bad for your olam hazeh, for this world, what you're going to be missing. you have to do it. You have to do it. But I feel bad that you're going to be missing that in your life. So ein lach mida toive emena. That's what the Mishnah ends off. There's no greater thing, nothing more pleasurable than learning Torah. The final Mishnah of the fifth Perek says, Ben Hei Hei Omer. We explained already that Ben Hei was also a ger. The Hei means a Hei of Avram and the Hei of Sarah. He, in other words, he comes from the first gerim, which were Avram and Sarah. He says three words, very powerful three words. Lefum Tzara Agra. A person receives reward in this world according to the amount of tsar, according to the amount of pain that they have in this world. And this, again, is in general what a person is in of Oved Hashem. The more problems and things, challenges that a person has to go through in his life, and he stays by the right thing, so he gets more reward. But specifically, as we said, these Mishnayos are speaking about learning Torah. We just said that a person shouldn't learn superficially. He should go hafochba, delve into it. Go into it deeper and deeper. When a person goes into it deeper and deeper, it's very hard. He starts asking questions and it's difficult, and it's easier just to learn it superficially and go to the next thing. But if he stops and he's miyageya, he works hard and hard, so he gets reward according to the amount of, the Yiddish word is harvanya, according to the amount of yegiya, according to the amount of effort that he puts in to the learning, that is what he's going to get his reward for. Chazal tell us, toiv pam achas bitzar, mimeya pamim shaloi bitzar. A person does a mitzvah with difficulty, with pain, and he does it one time, that's worth more in the eyes of Hashem than a person who does 100 mitzvahs easy streak. Hashem values that one mitzvah that was done with difficulty more than 100 easy. And the Medrash Shmuel tells us that this final message of Ben Hehe in Pirkei Avos is to comfort a person. A person is not so smart, let's say, and he works very hard in learning Torah, and he doesn't make so much progress. The other fellow is brilliant, and he zips through one mesechta after the other, and the person feels a little dejected. He said, I put in more hours, and I put in more work than that other person, but he's much smarter than me. So this Mishnah is coming to comfort that person, and to tell a person, you should know, what does Hashem value? The pain, the effort, the struggle that you put into learning, even though you wound up with much less in knowledge and understanding than the other person. But Hashem, the main thing is the effort that you put in. And that's there's a Chazal that says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moine Hadafim El HaShoyz. Hashem doesn't count up the amount of pages that you learn in the Gemara. Hashem counts the hours that you put in. One person put in a few hours and learned a lot because he's very smart. The other person put in a lot of hours and didn't learn so much, wasn't able to accomplish so much. Hashem looks at the effort that we put into it. Lefum Tzara Agra. Now the Vilner Gaon tells us that at this point, which is the end, we've just completed the first five prakim of Pirkei Avos, which we explained in our introduction, was written by Rebbe. The sixth perek, Parakinyan Torah, is Brises, written by Rabbi Oishia, Rabbi Chia, and Bar Kapora. Right at this point, the Vilna Gaon says, if you look back at Perek Hey, Mishneh Chaf, in the Sidurim, it's a different number. They have a different number, but you could find it in the Mishnah that begins with Yehuda ben Tema Oimer, Havi Az Kanemer. It says the following, that Yehuda ben Tema said, Az Ponim L'Gehinim, a person who's a Chutzpinyak, who has Chutzpah, he's an Azus Ponim, he winds up in Gehinim. Boishes Ponim L'Gan Eden, a person who is shameful, he goes to Gan Eden. And then Rebbe makes a tefillah, Yiratzim ufanecha Hashem alekeinu shetivne ircha Irach b'mheira v'yameinu v'seichel kena b'sar secha. Hashem, please build your city of Yerushalayim quickly and give us our portion in Torah. Others have a girsa here, and that's the way we know it. Shetivne beis hamigdash b'mheira v'yameinu v'seichel kena b'sar secha. So the question is, what is this tefillah? We don't find this anywhere else in Pirkei Avos, or perhaps not in any of the other Mishnayos in all of Shas. What was the special tefillah that Rebbe was making here? Yehi ratzon mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetivne beis hamikdash b'mheira v'yameinu v'sein chalkeinu b'sar secha. So the Vilner Gaon says that we take that tefillah from that Mishnah, and we say it's in the wrong place. Where should it be? It should be right here. Right after we finish now, Ben Heye Yoimer, Lefum Tzara Agra, that's where the Yehi Ratzon comes. And the Vilna Gaon says, because without the Beis HaMikdash, there can be no Torah. How do we know? But the Pasuk says, Malka Visareha Bagoyim Ein Torah, that the king of Bnei Yisrael and all the officers went into exile, there's no Torah. That's the words of the Gra. So we don't understand what the Gra is trying to tell us over here. He's trying to give us a message. He says it in very few words. So I once heard from Rav Gifter Zitzel at a Torah Masorah convention, he said over the Pshat in this Gra, from Rabbi Lazari. Rabbi Lazari was the Rav of Canton, Ohio. Rabbi Lazari said, we can understand this Gra with a Marsha in Masech the Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadik Zayin. We have there a machlokus between Rashi and the Marsha. What does the Chazal say there? The Chazal say, the world is 6,000 years old. Shis Shnin Havi Almas, 6,000 years the world will be in existence. We're now in 5,773, so we don't have much to go. The world will not last more than 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years, Toyu Vavoyu, there was emptiness in the world. Avraham Avinu was born in the year 1948, right? 2,000 years was Toyu Vavoyu, from Adam Arishan until Avram was 52 years old. That was the year 2000. The next 2,000 years was Torah. We had the Torah, and there was 2,000 years of Torah. The last 2,000 years of the world are Yemos HaMashiach, the days leading up to Mashiach. So Rashi says, well, wait a second. The last 2,000 years, what about Torah? There's also Torah. So Rashi says, you're right. There's Torah for 4,000 years. From the year 2000, I mean, let's say what happened at the year 2000. When Avram was 52 years old, that was the year 2000, because he was born 1948, not when the state of Israel was created. That's in the Goyish calendar. But from the beginning of Bria Sa'olam till the year 1948, that's when Avram was born. When he was 52 years old, then it says, HaNefesh Asher Asu B'charo. Avram made people. How did he make people? He was Megayer them. He brought them to monotheism, to believe in Hashem Echad. Avram Megayeres HaNoshim, V'sora Megayeres Es HaNoshim. That happened when Avram was 52 years old. The year 2000, that's when Torah began in Klal Yisrael. Then during those next 2,000 years, of course, we had Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Maimed Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satayra. So what about the last 2,000? So the Rashi says, yes, of course, in Mashiach's time we have Torah also. But the Gemara just wanted to make it symmetrical. 2,000 years empty, no Torah. 2,000 years Torah, and 2,000 years Mashiach. But really, Torah was in the time of Mashiach also. Marsha disagrees. Marsha says, no. 2,000 years empty, 2,000 years Torah, 2,000 years Mashiach, and no Torah. In the last 2,000 years of the world, there is no Torah. And he brings the exact same pasuk that the Vilna Gaon brings. Malka v'sareh b'goyim ein Torah, which is a pasuk in Eicha. There's no Torah. And of course, this is what we have to understand. What does it mean there's no Torah? So the Marsha says that Rebbe was Nifter, Rabbeinu Yehuda Hanasi, who wrote the Mishnayos, was Nifter 172 years after the Churban. That was in the year 4000. So in other words, when Rebbe died, there was some kind of Torah, because the obvious question is, we have 7,000 people learning in Lakewood today, and we have 7,000 learning in Mir Yeshiva Yerushalayim, just for starters. We have tens and tens of thousands of Kollel and Bnei Yeshiva learning all over the world. So obviously there is Torah in the world. It means it's a different kind of a Torah. It's not a real Torah. We're going to explain what that means. But just to understand the dates. The dates are 172 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That was the year 4000. And that's when Rebbe died. When Rebbe died, when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, it was like the light of Torah was extinguished. Except it was still flickering. Until Rebbe died 172 years, then it totally went out. Then it totally got extinguished. So Rebbe wrote Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. That's how Pirkei Avos begins. Rebbe took the Mesorah, tradition of Torah, from Moshe Rabbeinu until his time. He ended off with Ben Heye Oimer. That was the end. He went through Shammai and Hillel and Shmaya of Avtalia. He went through all of the chain of the Mesorah, through the Nevi'im and the Shoiftim and Yeshua, everything from Moshe till his time. Now, Rebbe knew with his death is going to come an end to the 2,000 years of Torah, which started from Avram, when Avram was 52 years old, because Avram was born in the year 1948. That's when the 2000 began. The 2000 ended with the death of Rebbe. Says Rebbe, Yirotzen, Sheibane Beis HaMikdash B'meherev Yameinu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sarvesecha. I hope the Beis HaMikdash will be built and you'll bring back the real Torah. That's why Rebbe said it. He's finishing off the fifth Perek, which we explained in the introduction, is the end of the real Pirkei Avos. Sixth Perek is Brises of the Perek called Kinyan Torah, which we read, which we learned the week before Shavuos. That's why we have a sixth Perek, because there's six Shabbosim between Pesach and Shavuos. But with the end of the fifth Perek, Rebbe was saying, this is where I'm bringing the Mesorah till my time. With my death, the 2,000 years of Torah are going to end. What is my tefillah? So the Gra says, take that tefillah of Mishneh Chaf and put it over here. It's in the wrong place. It's supposed to be at the end of the fifth Perek. Yiratzen, I'm being mispalel. Sheyibane Beis HaMikdash. Then we'll get our Torah back. Because as long as there's no Beis HaMikdash, Malka v'soreh b'goyim, b'goyla ain't Torah. If the king is in Golis, he's amongst the Goyim, there is no Torah. What does that mean, there is no Torah? So Rav Gifter said a mashal of the night of Yehuda. A man and a little boy were shipwrecked on an island. And the little boy was a smart boy, but he had never learned Aleph Beis. So the man said, you know what, I'll teach him the Aleph Beis. So he starts teaching him O, A, E, Bo, Ba, Be, Go, Ga, Ge. So the boy starts making the sounds, and one day, he's a smart boy, he says to the man, why do I have to know these funny sounds? So the man says, Mir Tzashem, one day we're going to get saved. Somebody will come and save us. And then if you'll know all the sounds and the letters of the Aleph Beis, you'll go into any shul or any Beis Medrash where we're going to come, and you'll be able to open a siddur and you'll be able to read. And that's the key to understanding the whole Torah. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, our learning today, yes, we have Torah, but it's all like Bo, Ba, Be, Go, Ga, Ge. It's not... And that is, we have the letters of the Torah, But as great, even the biggest gadol in our time, but compared to the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe got at Har Sinai, it's all the superficial ba-ba-ba-ga-ga-get. So that's why the Ari says, Menachem Av. What is the nechama that we have to get in Chodesh Av? He says, Menachem Aleph Beis. Av is Aleph Beis. We have to get a comfort for the Aleph Beis. What's the comfort? The comfort is that we don't have the real depths of the Aleph Beis. We have the superficial. So the question is, what are we so happy about on Simchas Torah? If we don't have a real Torah now, the Marsha says, Malka v'sarev agam ain Torah. The last 2,000 years of the world, we have no Torah. The whole Torah we have is bo ba be go ga ge. So what's the joy of Simchas Torah? So I heard from the Mashgiach of Don Segal. He said over from the Charedim that David HaMelech says, "Sos anoichi al imra secha kemoit se sholo rav." I have joy on your imra secha, means the simple meaning is your words, the words of the Torah, like someone who finds in a war, he finds the bounty, the gold and silver sholol. In a war, you take the spoils of war, sholol rav. So the Charedim says the word imra secha doesn't just mean the words of Torah. It means, imra is in Aramaic, means a thread. It means a garment. David HaMelech said, even if I don't know the whole inside of the Torah, but I only know the garment of the Torah, the outside of the Torah, even if we only know bo ba be go ga ge, which is the outside of the Torah, but that alone is enough to be happy for. That's what the Charedim says. David HaMelech says, "Sos anoichi al imra secho." I am so rejoicing on your thread of Torah, means the outside of Torah. Kemotze shol rav. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a beautiful mashal of what does it mean. Kemotze shol rav. A man is going on the street. He's going in a forest, and he suddenly sees a treasure worth billions of dollars, and he paskins whatever the case is. Somebody lost it. They gave up hope of ever finding it. Whatever the case may be. Otherwise, you have an aved. You have to return it. Or maybe it's speaking about a goy who doesn't have to care about an aveda. But he begins to pull all the gold and silver in his pockets, in his hat. He puts it in his hat, in his trousers, in the all over. He stuffs as he carries as much. So he just became a multimillionaire with what he collected. So he starts trudging back on the road, and then he looks behind. He took like a thousandth of what was there. So on the one hand, he's tremendously happy. He's a multimillionaire. But when he looks back, he could have been a multi-billionaire. But he doesn't have any wagon. He has nothing to take it with. Sasa noichi al imra secha, I rejoice over your, like we said, the outer part of the Torah, even though I don't understand the full depths of the Torah. Kimotse sholol rav, like someone who finds a treasure, and it's too much. I can't take it all. I can only take a little. So that's the pshat. On Simchas Torah, we rejoice on the what we found of Torah. Whatever little bit we have, go gageh. If that's all we have, I'm very happy. But on Tisha B'Av, there we mourn, Nebuch, look what I don't have. Menachem Av, Menachem Aleph Beis. I'm missing the inside of the Torah, the depths of the Torah. On that I'm sad. I rejoice, but I'm sad. Like a person who finds a big treasure and he can only take part of it. He can't take the whole thing of it. So now it says, this is Rav Gifter saying from this Rav Elazari in the Rav of Canton, Ohio. We understand the Gra. The Gra uses the same pasuk of Malkav Sarev Agoyim Ein Torah as the Marsha uses to tell us that the last 2,000 years of the world, Marsha disagrees with Rashi and says there is no Torah. What about the Torah we have? That's not the real Torah. We have to know. We just have a little, we're happy we have that little piece of it, but we're missing a tremendous amount. When Mashiach will come and we'll get back, we'll get the full Torah, then we will rejoice.